Good morning. I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guest today is Maggie Cawley, the founder of Map Girls, who is helping girls develop STEM skills through digital mapping technology. Maggie is also a winner of the Baltimore Social Innovation Journal Winner 2015 edition, so congratulations for that. And tell us about Map Girls.
Thank you, David, and thank you for having me today. Map Girls is a program that I'm trying to create for girls in the middle school to get involved in STEM in an easy entry kind of way. Technology can be very intimidating, especially to women, where approximately 24% of the people in STEM jobs are women, which is still a very small number. So the intent of Map Girls is to create an approachable place for women to learn about technology through maps. I've had the privilege of doing two pilot programs here in Baltimore over the last two summers, and I've had the students go out in the field and collect data about their communities and then put it on the map, and seeing them put that first point on the map in their community and kind of place themselves within Baltimore at a greater context is amazing to watch, because they kind of all of a sudden become aware that, hey, here's this place within this greater world, and they can zoom out and look at other communities and look at data about their community, and it kind of opens their eyes a little bit to what's...
So your first two cohorts of girls mapped what type of data?
Usually I give the students a lot of room to be creative about the kind of data they map, and these students wanted to map all the places within their neighborhoods where all the youth hung out, which I thought was a great idea, but unfortunately we didn't have the time. So what we did was, it was in the Reservoir Hill neighborhood, we started mapping vacant lots and vacant buildings. And it was amazing for the students. They thought, they started to realize how many buildings in their neighborhood were vacant and where the vacant lots were. And they were actually working on a community garden at the time in the neighborhood. And their creativity was like, we could do something in this lot, we could do something here. Why is this building vacant? They started asking questions about their neighborhood.
That's great. So the mapping paradigm led them to ask questions about why.
Yes.
And where did the idea for Map Girls come from?
I entered the mapping community 2 years ago as an entrepreneur on my own, and I saw that there are very few women in the field. I experienced this in a consulting arena as well, but what I realized was this needed to change. And I've taught co-ed classes in mapping, but I see that a lot of the times the girls in the class kind of fade back and don't take a stand. My last class I had was this past summer for Parks and People. And one of the groups I had was three women and one guy. And those ladies took charge. They wanted to map so many different things about Baltimore, and they had so many great ideas. And they were kind of my inspiration to start a program just for girls.
So, Maggie, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
For more of this interview with this Baltimore Social Innovation Journal winner, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org.